Oh yeah. You know what time it is? It's time for the Serial Hustler podcast. This is brought to you by Rap-A-Lot Records Entertainment. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out Rap-A-Lot though. Representing H-Town hip hop ever since the start from, you know, Ghetto Boys and beyond. I just said that right now just because I got a bunch of Rap-A-Lot records that I'm gonna list and sell. So just saying, if you know anyone, if you know anyone who you know, wants some Rap-A-Lot records, I know somebody. But we have a fantastic podcast for you guys. Basically it is just, you know, it's same old, same old. I'm going to throw in a little bit of my own personal experience, what I'm striving for, what I have learned thus far in my time doing this, you know, and just pepper in a little bit of, you know, some stories here and there. But so basically just like a day in the life of a reseller, I thought would be like a pretty cool idea for a podcast. So first thing, the benefit of being your own boss is you can wake up whenever you want. Yes, correct. The most successful entrepreneurs, CEOs, most of them, they typically wake up around like between 4 and 6. Like 5 is the sweet spot. And you might be like, where are you getting this information? Google it. Google. But yeah, so like, that's something I'm striving for. I'm getting better at it. I'm definitely, finding my rhythm, and it is it's so hard just to like, just stop eating up on yourself if you're like me. It's like, be nice to yourself, god damn it. And that goes for anyone else out there who is very critical. If you're like, you're an entrepreneur, like if you like to like sell stuff on eBay, like, you know, I do, and you're like, man, like I'm in these groups on Facebook and these numbers, man, they're just starting out. You know, and like we can't compare ourselves to other people. We have our own life story, and you know, we are there's so many things that we don't have any control over. The only thing that we can control is ourselves and change ourselves. So that's what we have the power of changing. So a day in the life of a reseller. First things first, I would say, yeah, you can wake up whenever you want, but I would say ideally wake up, I would say like 7 or 8 at the very latest, in order to like, you know, just be able to be on top of your game. And let's see here. Do I typically do that? I typically wake up, I would say around like, it depends. Very sporadic right now. I'm aiming. I want to get better. I want to get up where I'm like up at like 5. Like, you know, some of these top, you know, top dog entrepreneur type dudes. But right now I'm right around like 8, 9. But I'm trying to get better. And then, so the first thing you want to do after you wake up, you know, obviously you want to wake up, definitely like get hydrated like I'm doing right now. Drink a lot of water, you know, get your coffee, do your routine. And then once you're like, you know, good to go, you check all your messages on all your platforms, check your emails. And basically just like, you know, just follow up, get back to anyone, and also take care of any, if there's any people that have like sent offers in, decide if you want to take them or if you want to counter. And then after you do that, typically that takes about, you know, I don't know. Well, obviously it depends on the size of your business and where you're at in your, you know, career as a reseller, entrepreneur. I'd say about like, you know, you can knock it out. I typically knock it out. Like, I mean, right now, cause I'm just, you know, you know, where I am on the totem pole right now. And I'm just, basically living paycheck to paycheck, but like I'm doing it on my own accord right now. So, you know, it's better than, you know, working for somebody, but at the same time I have, you know, higher aspirations, and I'm just being straight up. I'm not trying to sugarcoat. I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. I'm just, this is who I am. I have aspirations. And, you know, this is my story and these are my views and I would love to share them with you. So back at the, day in the life. So after you check and you get back with people and you take care of the, if anyone has sent offers in, you tabulate all the orders that are going out for that day and you pack them if they're, if you're really on top of your game, like just pre-pack everything and it's just good to go and you just grab it and you go, or you pack it, you ship it, you drop it off, or you can have the USPS driver come by and scoop it up. And stay tuned to the end of this podcast for I have some tips, some top secret tips for you guys. So those are at the end. So stay tuned for that. All right. So that's the fun part. That's my least favorite part, is just like packing everything up, shipping. So my personal plan is as soon as it is just financially possible, where I'm not trying to, like, I don't need to get like a nice car or anything. I would rather just like, you know, just like use that money to create systems, to have people, to have VA virtual assistants take care of the customer service and handle the messages. So like, say if somebody wants to, they're like curious, like, hey, we saw that you're selling this first edition, book by Bret Easton Ellis. Like, we were just wondering, like, you know, like, is there proof of that? What, like, we really couldn't make out the year, you know? And it, just to have somebody, like, in the Philippines, per se, that you're paying $2 an hour, just, like, you know, answer right back, like, right then and there, like, hey, yeah, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just take care of that. And then, like, you know, and that can make the difference between, like, you know, like, a not, like, somebody... just like that time could, like, you know, just seal the deal and you get a sale. Or at least, like, that's what I would hope would happen. I mean, I see why I would not, it would only be good for business if you can afford to pay somebody $2 an hour to do that, which, you know, I mean, that's not too much. And that is a lot of money over in the Philippines. And then next, after pack, ship, and drop off, source. So what we want to do is, I've used this analogy before in previous podcasts, where it's like, it's a snowball. We're basically just like forming a snowball, and especially with Amazon, but like just anything, any platform that you're selling on, you want to basically like just build up inventory, just like keep on just like listing and listing and listing, and become very, very structured and systematized and disciplined. And like when you do it and how you do it and how much you do it and how much time you spend on it. And just always strive to get better and just do the things that people slack off, or like they just don't, you know, even pay the time of day to do. Like I remember going to this thrift shop every single Friday morning at like 6 when they opened up. That's when they restocked. And he would get there a couple hours, you know, after everyone had picked through all the good stuff. But he would go through every piece, and he would find some gems, and he would walk out with stuff that was just as good as the people that got there and, like, bum-rushed everybody. And he was like, man, I just take my time and, you know, do the stuff that other people aren't willing to do. And I always thought that was, like, you know, just a cool, you know, little tip. But, so source, get more, you know, go to your local Goodwill, go shopping. I mean, what other job is going to pay you to go shopping? I mean, am I right? Come on. I know the ladies out there, if there's late, I don't know if it's all dudes or, like, whatever, but, yo, I'm a dude, I love shopping. I love, like, copping some vintage clothing, or like finding some cool kicks, or like some electronics, or like old school stuff. I love going thrifting, and I was a thrifter before I was a reseller, and I went to garage sales when I was growing up, and that's where I got my toys. So I mean, I was born for it, you know. And then once you've got your stuff and you head home, you list. Come up with a number, like a daily goal, where like every single day I'm gonna list. You know, I've heard, like, you know, people that like want to strive for full time, like try like on eBay 20 items, you know, per day. But I don't think it's that easy. I think after listening to just like multiple different very reputable and knowledgeable resellers on YouTube and beyond on the blogospheres, I've kind of just cultivated that it's a lot. Like you know what, I'm just gonna here's one tip just right off the bat, because this is very important, especially if you're just starting out, and it's something that it's a tough habit to break, but you gotta aim for the higher dollar items, you know? Like, you can't be, like, just wasting your time selling stuff that's gonna be under $10. You, like, but also, in the same, you know, and the, like, another thing to consider is that, like, people are more susceptible to buy something that is, like, 25 and under. So, like, just to find, like, that sweet spot that, like, you know, just that balance is where you want to find in reselling. Or find, like, unique one-of-a-kind items, which is the place that a lot of people go to find items like that, is on eBay. So I guess for the most part, I mean, I've been referring to eBay a lot, probably just because I've been like tweaking with it, like my listings, and I've put some stuff up, and but I've been also messing with Mercari and Poshmark. Mercari has really just blown my mind, and like just like showed me these really cool possibilities. Like, you can do some really neat things, and you can get like bundles and stuff, like bundles on Mercari. Like, you can make some, you can get some pretty sweet sales doing that. Like, oh, how the heck did I end up with like all these like frickin' Hardy Boys books? Like, I have every frickin' Hardy Boy book. Put that crap on. Well, actually, you probably can make money. Probably make a lot of money actually with Hardy Boys on like Amazon or something, but like, I don't know, like if you have like every Rolling Stone magazine from this year, like if you put that on Mercari, you could probably make some bank. You could probably, like, you know, make a sweet little buckaroo off that. So just like thinking like that, like that's just a little tip that I have. So back to my list that I made for this podcast, and I have down. So after we list, okay, let's see here. Okay. So, tips. All right. Perfect. All right. yeah, that's it. Like, we list, and well, then I do want to add after that, and then go through and kind of like the stale stuff, just kind of like, just like see like if there's anything wonky and that needs to be changed, make it, if it, like if there's anything you can do to like make any adjustments, do that. Possibly lower the price, add free shipping, maybe include the shipping into the sale price. Try some different things, kind of just experiment. And then time for the tips. Okay, so become friends with your mailman. This has been so super helpful for me. When there's been times when like I've been just like I just racing against the clock and like just hitting him up because like I got him on, like, you know, I can DM him because I'm cool with him like that, and like DM him like, yo dude, like, you know, where are you at? He's like, I'm 20 minutes away. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, yo, I got something for you on the stoop. And he's like, I got you. And like, it's just, and then like, bada bing, bada boom, it's done. And like, so yeah, become friends with your mailman. You don't have to like fucking be friends on Facebook with him, but just be cool with him. It helps out. So that's a good one, I think. Definitely. And then get free supplies, because bubble wrap is really expensive. Boxes can be hella expensive. If you go to the UPS store and you're buying your stuff and you're doing everything there, yeah, like you're going to go broke reselling. You're not going to make any money. It's just going to be a very expensive hobby. And puts you into a deep depression that you may never resurface from. Wow. That got dark. Anyways. Oh, yeah. Have fun. I swear to God, that's what I put down. That was the last tip. Have fun. So on that note, guys, that is the Serial Hustler podcast. I think we're going to be wrapping up season two, maybe not. But I will let you guys know. Please check me out on my other social accounts, Serial Hustler on IG, Travis Allen Roundtree on Facebook, and then on Twitter, Roundtree Travis. And I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.